Greyhound are a Sydney band that is ridiculously unique. Their ethereal and hard-hitting instrumentals create 5 to 10 minute long musical experiences for the listener. Their debut LP, Dennis Exists, was recorded in 2019, had a cluster of vinyl copies circulating in the community through 2020, and now in 2021, in fact, as of yesterday, their debut LP is available on all digital platforms. Not only that, but they're playing a launch show next Sunday, the 9th of May, at Mothership Studios. Band members Nick Gray and Rose McEwen join me now. Hey, guys.
Hey, Lucky.
What's going on? Thanks for coming in. The first question I want to ask is actually really trivial.
Yeah.
Nick Gray, Greyhound, did you name this band after yourself?
I have been pushing for a long time to change the E to an A.
Oh, yeah, okay.
To make it all about me.
Yeah, fair.
In the band or in... just
in your name. In your name, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just to put it into
Well, you could just change your name to, like, make it an E.
That would be easier, wouldn't it?
That way, then it would match, and then you wouldn't have to get the band's approval.
Then we wouldn't have to pay to change everything on Spotify and stuff.
That's right, yeah. It's much easier to just get your, like, passport and birth certificate changed. Guys, listening to your music and your EP especially, I mean, where does this sound come from? What are your influences? Where did this begin?
Oh, man. It came out... So, me and Oscar, the other guitarist, we were in a band like a long time ago called Reckless Vagina. when we were...
Yeah, great.
In our early 20s. Mm. And that band ended and we went off and did like different stuff. And then I think we kind of like... Well, I'm going to say this on air. We kind of missed each other a little bit.
Oh, wow. It's on the record now.
And wanted to...
Then you moved in together.
Yeah. We just wanted to make some music without vocals so we didn't have to worry about...
Finding a singer.
Yeah.
And egos.
crappy sound as well. Whenever there's like...
Oh, right.
Whenever there's... whenever we were doing live gigs, it was always the vocals that were like... It's hard to hear or like no one can make out the words. So we're like, let's just get rid of that and like just focus on having fun.
I think we take a lot of influence from the landscape and the country around us and where we live.
It's a much better answer.
Yeah. Just quickly, I'm interested in what sort of music Reckless Vagina played.
Oh, man, like all kinds of stuff. Like... Okay.
Very versatile.
It was like, well, the reason I wanted to be in that band was because I was a blow-in.
All right.
The reason I wanted, like, I saw them play and I was like, I got to be in this band. Was because it was before everybody was like really comfortable singing in a Australian accent, and Corbs the singer was like, this is when we're really young, and Corbs just like the singer just actually sung in his Penrith.
Yeah, right.
An accent.
Yeah, and you were like, get me in there.
Yeah, yeah. But he's like a brilliant poet. Like he writes beautiful, beautiful poetry. And it's weird being this honest on the radio.
Yeah. Was there a... coming back to Greyhound, we've had our little sidestep into Reckless Vagina, but we'll come back. we'll bring back to the band we're promoting. Was it a conscious choice as a band... to make 8 minute long songs? Is that incidental in just jamming out and writing these songs? They've ended up being like
that's us refining.
Yeah, right.
Is
there like the Lord of the Rings director's like extended edition?
Yeah, there's like 40 minute sort of tunes.
When we jam, we take like one song will go on for like
I almost actually even listening to the album I almost thought you could have just written like an hour long song and then just divided it up into segments and made those the tracks.
There was actually like
it sort of happens with early on in the LP.
Yeah, we were trying to like kind of map it out so it would sound like that. Like so it would sound like one continuous thing, but they were probably written like, you know, 6 months apart at different times, like different trips to the mountains and stuff to go and record. And
cool. The fourth song on the LP, Riverbend, intrigues me quite particularly. just because it's the only track with, I guess, what we would call vocals. You know. Well, you've got like the voice that reads the poem by Oliver Chaseling throughout the song. Is that a band member, or did you get someone who's reading?
That's a friend of ours, Tilly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And at gigs, do you get Tilly to read, or do you play that live, or how does it work in a live situation?
I'm actually waiting for her to get back to me about doing the album launch.
Yeah, really.
So if Tilly's listening, do you want to?
That's as good a time as any, that? Tilly.
Yeah.
Call us on 1-800-2SER. Yeah.
We've done it. We've tried it before, like just with a cassette player with her voice recorded on it.
Yeah.
I think we did that at the Vanguard.
Oh yeah, that's a cool. That's
and
cool.
we and it was my job to hit play, and I totally blew it.
You blew it.
Yeah, I like bumped the tape machine and it went like bang, and I was like, all right, well let's get
Tilly in.
That is kind of a really nice and unique kind of thing about Greyhound, is it's a layering of digital and acoustic sounds and a big kind of mushy mess.
It is a mushy mess.
It's a mushy mess of like lo-fi and...
Yeah, yeah.
Another great band name.
Classical. It has classical elements to it. It's real.
Like Rose is... she would hate to admit it, but like, you know, a classically trained flautist. Like she's insane.
Mm.
And we're all, you know, like... don't know how to read music and stuff.
I wouldn't say that.
but Rose like actually knows what she's doing. So it's been so good having her in the band to like just be like, this is how you make a chord progression.
Yeah. Post-rock.
Yeah,
I'm a kind of new addition to the band. I think like the last year we've had a little bit with seeing the introduction with like our new bass player Helen.
Yeah, yeah. There's been a real
bit of a little shuffle. Around.
How did you find these guys? How'd you end up
so
in this annoying. in this crew?
Well, we're all like a bunch of mates, but yeah. Nick's been hassling me to play in Greyhound for a couple of years now.
And we got her.
You just wore her down. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. You guys, I mean, as I've said earlier, you guys have such a unique sound, and I feel like any gig that you guys play would have to be your own and have you guys as like the feature headline act. Is this the case, or do you guys also play support gigs? Does that happen?
Oh yeah, we definitely we've played a bunch of.
We definitely support.
Yeah, you definitely support.
If there's any
support.
I'm just trying to think. Like we open for one of my favorite shows is opening for Turtle Skull because I'm like a massive fan of them. Like they're also sort of on that Australian doom train.
Doom,
but they're a bit more. They're like flower doom, you know. Like they'll sing about environmental issues over like the slowest doom ever. They're amazing, and yeah, we got to open for them and. Yeah, we've actually had a really good run of like awesome opening slots. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, but we're
when we do kind of do our own gigs, though, we also kind of like to introduce other kind of elements to it. So, like having visuals that because Nick and I can both take a half decent photograph.
and also poetry, like spoken word. Like we've had Honey.
So it's very mixed media.
We've had Honey Abdili. Like,
yeah, well, I even noticed like with the album launch, it's going from 4:30 till 8:30.
Yeah.
A whole like what's happening?
Well, I mean it's at a warehouse. So,
yeah.
We're like having time.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of.
Oh, is that where you hear the 15-minute, the 40-minute tracks? That's the place to hear them.
Possibly, they might. Yeah, we got a week to work that out.
Okay.
But we got Enclave opening up.
Yes,
who
tells me about Enclave?
Well, I do the sound for this live stream called Downgrade, which is just like this. We started out doing live streams before COVID, and then you know live streams kind of got done to death during COVID, so now it's just like a produced kind of thing, but it's filmed in a particular way with like video synths and all this stuff and all kind of heavier local acts, and I saw like Enclave did one, and it like terrified me. Like,
yeah,
and apparently I haven't seen them since that, which is because I've been really busy. But friends who've gone and seen them since that downgrade session have been like, they're even better now. And I'm like, fuck, like the bar is just getting so high for that kind of stuff. And so I'm really glad they said yes to opening.
Yeah, damn. Well,
they're amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, if you're after a amazing experience on a Sunday afternoon, look no further. Sunday, May 9, beginning 4:30, running till 8:30. Greyhound, supported by Enclave, at Mothership Studios. Tickets at Eventbrite and Facebook events and blah, blah. Instagram, you can follow Greyhound at Greyhound Doggos. That's a great handle, by the way. Nick and Rose, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
All right. I've been chatting with Nick Ray and Rose McEwen from Sydney-based Australian gothic band Greyhound about their debut LP, Dennis Exists, and their launch show at Mothership Studios on Sunday, May 9.